Egypt har den siste måneden kastet diktaturet. Verden har spent fullt revolusjonen, og bruken av sosiale medier har fått mye av æren for suksessen. Amri kommer fra Alexandria I Egypt, og forteller student-TV om hva som nå foregår I hjemlandet.
Egypt has been a lot in the news lately. And what's happening in the Middle East, and especially what's happening in Egypt right now?
What happened in Egypt is the best thing I have ever seen during my entire life. It was a successful revolution. Unfortunately, we have some casualties, and that was a small price for what's going on now in Egypt. So we earned our freedom. It's now turning to be a democracy. So it couldn't be any better.
And why did the revolution take place?
Yeah, people were actually frustrated enough. And it started when they have seen that it took place in Tunisia. So it could happen in Egypt as well. And people had sort of no means of communicating. And then they used social network tools like Facebook and Twitter.
So you think that was important?
Yeah, that was really important. Yeah, and that's why the government took the internet down after then.
So do you think that it will happen without Facebook and Twitter?
It would be hard to happen. With this huge amount of people, it would be much harder to happen without internet.
And so the people that are using Facebook and Twitter, is that like they were the educated youth who was behind the revolution?
Yeah, you can say with the university degree or just attending school. And yeah, people from 18 years old to 25, 30 years old.
So a bit like the students here at NTNU?
Yeah, exactly, you can say so. There were no actually signs of this happening, but I was always like any other Egyptian citizen. He was hoping that this regime should end some way or another.
Nå har grunnloven blitt opphevet, parlamentet oppløst, og det en generalstab som sitter og bestemmer. Men de har jo sagt de riktige tingene, at de vil innføre demokrati og vil endre grunnloven og vil tillate friheter. Men jeg så en avis som skrev her at nå venter friheten. Det et stykke igjen, og det må egypterne klare selv.
I've been calling my family and they're telling me like people are changing, people are more smiling now than they have used to be. And yeah, you can see happiness all around. I think there will be a really good future for Egypt, a bright future.